Well, 16 days to go till Christmas. Don't know how enthusiastically and precisely you are counting down. Kids sometimes like to sort of calculate these things to the minute or to the second, don't they? Precisely how long is there to go till Christmas? And then a strange thing they like to do is with their address, you know, to give it as exhaustively as possible, you know. Where do you live? Oh, the Rectory, Rookery Lane, Rushgate Green, Heathfield, East Sussex, England, Great Britain, the United Kingdom, Europe, the world, the solar system, the Milky Way, the universe. And if it wasn't the Bible, we would say that Luke perhaps says something of that about him here in verse 1. He is certainly laying it on pretty thick, isn't he? Luke chapter 3, verse 1. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, Tetrarch of Iturea, I shouldn't be putting myself through reading these words that we've made you read, should I, James? Trachonitis and, anyway, all these places. During the reign of the high priest Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John the Baptist, son of Zechariah, in the desert. Luke is really emphasizing that here is God acting in history in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar. That was August AD 28 to 29. Here is God doing something in the world, on the world stage, something that will affect these powers, something both of political and of religious significance, located with respect to the emperor and the authorities, and also with respect to the high priest. The word of God came to John in the desert. He was like one of those Old Testament prophets of old who are described in a similar way. In the such and such year of King such and such, the word of God came to so and so. Since the close of the Old Testament, God has been silent, but now God is acting again. The word of God comes as an announcement that God is doing something in history. So in the Christmas story, we're not in the realm of once upon a time in a land far, far away. Rather, it's in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, the word of God came to John in the desert. Jesus is not in the same category as Father Christmas or the Tooth Fairy. This is not myth or legend, but God's intervention in history. And the Christian faith is not just about a philosophy or a worldview, but about God acting, God doing something. All this fits in with the way that Luke introduced his book. You might like to turn back to it a couple of pages before. Remember, he says at the very beginning, many people have undertaken to write an account of the things that have been fulfilled amongst us, just as they were handed down by those who were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed also good to me to write an orderly account for you, so that you might know the certainty of the things you believed. Here is careful investigation of history based on the evidence of the eyewitnesses, so that you might be certain and have assurance about what has been fulfilled, about what God has done in history. The word of God came to John. So it's not the helpful suggestion or the thing you might like to consider. It's an announcement of what God has done, and John comes proclaiming, preaching, announcing this good news. What God has done in history and the response which it calls for. He's described according to the words of the prophet Isaiah in verse 4, a voice of one calling in the desert. In the South Wales Valleys, they used to call Tom Jones, Jones the Voice. And here is John the Baptist, John the Voice. Now, Jeffrey Cox has occasioned great comments this week, hasn't he, for his booming baritone in the House of Commons. Some people thought he was outdoing Brian Blessed in his performance. Who knows what John actually sounded like, but the key thing according to the Bible was that he was a voice proclaiming one who would come, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. That is, saying to people, you are dirty and unclean and you need a wash. The shocking message, really, because John preached to God's people, to the church of his day, and he said, you need to be baptized, you need a wash, you need to be made clean. It's as if you need to go through the Jordan all over again to enter into the promised land. In those days, those who wanted to convert to Judaism were baptized. And John is saying, that's the kind of radical fresh start that everyone needs if they're going to be ready for the coming of God's King. A baptism of repentance, that is to change your heart and mind, to change your direction, to turn away from all that you know to be wrong, and to turn back to God, that you might be forgiven. Why is this necessary? Well, because God is coming. Prepare the way for the Lord, verse 4. All mankind, verse 6, will see God's salvation. That was the message of Malachi, wasn't it? That this messenger, John the Baptist, would go before the one who was coming, and then suddenly God himself would appear. God would come. Who is Jesus? He is the Lord, the God of the Bible, come to his people. It's worth delving into the history of this quotation from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah lived in the 8th century, and he prophesied that because of the people's sin, they would be taken into exile. Rather like Adam and Eve, when they sinned, were exiled from the garden. So later, the people of God would be exiled from the promised land because of their sin. And in Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah is predicting a return from exile, that the people will be brought back. And there was a return from exile, there was something of a rebuilding of the temple, but spiritually when Jesus comes, the people are still in exile, still alienated from God because of their sin, still separated from him and needing to be brought back. And so Isaiah said, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. You're going to need a motorway from Babylon to Jerusalem that God's people might come back. It's worse than HS2, isn't it? Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low, and the crooked road shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth. Here is the radical new thing that God is doing to bring people back to him by coming in Jesus. All mankind will see God's salvation. Here is something which is significant not just for Israel, but for Caesar too. For the whole world, for all mankind, for it will be rescue, salvation from sin and death and hell. John says, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for the coming of Jesus? Are you ready for that time when he will come again? Have you responded to what God has done in history with repentance and faith, that you might know God's salvation? May he open our eyes afresh to who Jesus is and to the significance of his coming, that we might respond to him rightly for his name's sake. Amen.